This is Debbie Beebe, and I'm in Southern California, and I have patchy clouds and blue sky, but I've heard that there's nice sun and clear blue sky in other parts of California, so that is so exciting. I hope that wherever you're at, you see blue sky no matter what the sky looks like. I'm excited to introduce this call this morning, or greet this call. I love hearing everybody's voices, and I love hearing all the happy words, and more so, I love introducing the man that put this call together because he has just led and guided and mentored hundreds of thousands of people. I get so excited when I think of the things that I have learned and the things that I get to turn around and teach, and it's all due to this wonderful belief coach. I'm reading on the back of right now, so you know how I love to do this because I love to, pick up Lenny's book. And if you guys don't have The Journey to Believable, you definitely deserve to get it. But the other book that I just picked up, and I was looking at the back of it, is A Happy Pocket Full of Money. And the reason that I've read this book hundreds of times, well, maybe that's an exaggeration, but a lot of times, hundreds, three times is hundreds to me. But, but the reason I even got involved with this book is because of him. And the back of the book says, practice conscientious and deliberate thoughts and intentions. Decide, define, and set goals you can believe in. Practice gratitude, giving, and faith, and experience abundance and joy in your life. Not only did this man give me that, he teaches that, and he believes that. And he has been with Isagenix since almost the beginning. He has done everything Isagenix. He's the heart of Isagenix. He is the spirit of Isagenix. He is an Isagenix millionaire. But more importantly, he's our mentor, our leader, our friend, Mr. Lenny Evans.
Oh, Debbie Beebe, gosh, thank you. Oh man, I
Good
see you.
morning.
I received that. Oh, I love you more. So there, that's awesome. Well, all of that, and gosh, everybody, each one of you, thank you for showing up for yourself. And we just get together for this little chunk of time, and I'm really honored to be participating in Dave and Carrie MacArthur's Mechanics Millionaire workshop that started 3 days ago, and today was the third call in a row, and it's an hour from 8:30 to 9:30 my time, and wow, it's just so amazing to get on that mastermind call and then to jump on this. And I know there's a lot of, we've been having these calls now going on, 12 years or 11 years, or I have to go look at that exact time. But gosh, we just get together for this little nugget. And so I honor you for doing it because there's a real possibility that our speaker today will say something, or Debbie Beebe already said something, or I'm going to say something, or I said something, just in that, just to help us change our paradigms. And our paradigms control everything. Our paradigms run our world. And they can be changed, but we have to become aware of them in order to change them. So, what a blessing for you to show up that you might just be able to change a paradigm or two in a 15-minute call. That is really quite remarkable. So, on this breath in together, when I say three, we're going to inhale through our nose and keep our lips sealed, but gently smile. And I want you to be open to what's about to be said so that maybe it can get in and undo a paradigm that is false. Dave MacArthur, quote, I'm going to quote him right now. He said this morning on the call that paradigms are always false because they're holding us back from our true nature in every case. And so they can always be refined. They can always be taken a look at. And why would we decide that we know everything? And just be open. So again, let's breathe in and openness on three. One, two, three, breathe in. I am open. Hold it. And then gently out with the same smile to changing my paradigms that are holding me back. Woo! You guys are awesome. I just had the most amazing shake because I got up early and did 6 a.m. yoga. Woo! And then got on that other call. So I just had an isopropyl vanilla with two sticks of greens with 11 ounces of cold water, so I'm drink a little more water with you now. That was just a few minutes ago. Aren't we grateful for the best fuel on the planet? I am so grateful for it. So, without further ado, I want to bring on our speaker today and our trainer, someone who leads from her heart, someone who literally is the queen of never quit. Literally, I've watched it. I've witnessed it for myself. I've been in Isagenix now 13 years. I think she was in pretty earlier on, maybe a year or so before me. But when I got there, it was just like, I saw her. She always shut up. She always worked through anything that needed to come up, was coming up for a reason. She realized that, and she would work through it. And it might have seemed like it took her longer, but oh my gosh, I heard something yesterday about this $43,000 thing that I'm trying to put my mind around. And I wondered if it was $43,000 the whole check or if that was the actual platinum bonus. I am freaking out excited about what's happening because she's doing it in front of our eyes. Rhonda Collier, good morning.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Good morning. If you hear a loud pounding, I don't know if you can hear it, but I'm actually in a beautiful hotel suite, gorgeous, on the corner overlooking the marina, and it's sunny, and people are out paddleboarding and kayaking and sailing, and they're building a new dock right outside my door. But you know what? I just send them all love because all those guys are all out there working every day so hard, and the pounding doesn't go on all day just when they're putting the things into the ground. Whatever, it's all good. $44,000 in the Platinum Executive Leadership Pool on Monday, February 13th. Total game changer. Blew my mind. I woke up when I opened that commission statement. It was a total of $57,000 for the week, and I didn't believe it. I messaged Chris Nish right away. I'm like, dude, call me immediately. This is very important. There's a big mistake. Hurry up, you know. And I know Isagenix doesn't make mistakes like that. But it was just really hard to believe. And we're so blessed, right? We all have this opportunity. It was interesting, Lenny, because, you know, I reflect on this journey I've been on, and yes, I've worked hard. I've, you know, obviously put in the hours traveling to every single event, going to Tony Robbins, going to every trainer I could wrap my brain around, going to all the Isagenix trainings and reading daily and nightly and, you know, fixing my stinking thinking and falling down and getting back up. And yes, I've worked hard. And I love to say that, you know, I'm not the smartest. I'm not the most talented. I'm definitely, you know, I'm not perfect. I don't think I ever had a perfect week, you know, by any means in Isagenix, meaning I don't think I ever perfectly did the whole thing that you're supposed to do every single day. I mean, I'm just saying I'm not very good at follow-up. I'm learning. And, you know, I share all of this with you guys because this is the journey for me. And we all have our journey, right? And it's so interesting, Lenny, because I just decided this morning I wanted to send it over to Samantha because I wanted to just show her my journey. And I think I'm just going to read it to you guys all here. So let's just take a look at this. So I just want to kind of, if you're new in Isagenix or you've been in Isagenix for a long time, you know, everybody has their journey they go on. It's what happens for you in your business is going to be dependent on a lot of things, right? It's going to be dependent on how much time you put into it, how much skill you have, how much, there's definitely a little bit of luck in there because, you know, people can show up in your organization that you really have nothing to do with, but I don't know, is it luck or are you just vibrating at that higher feeling, at that higher joyful consciousness? You know, I did a lot of work on my vibration, my frequency, my beliefs. But everybody has a journey. Your journey is going to be your journey, whatever it is. And I always like to say, whatever I came up against, whatever we come up against in this journey, just like in anything that we're doing, anything that we're committed to accomplishing, anything that we are committed to following through on, stuff is going to come up, it's going to test us, it's going to challenge us, and it's there for us to grow. And so how cool is that? This is personal growth with a compensation plan attached to it. This is a personal growth journey with a compensation plan attached to it. And the most important thing, you know, obviously you're going to have your mindset and then you're going to have your skill set. And then, you know, in your skill set are your habits and, you know, learning how to share your story, to create curiosity, learning how to connect with people, learning how to present and show them our videos, learning how to follow up, learning how to put systems in place so that you do all of that, you know, all of that. That's skill set. And that's very learnable.
I've always said I believe a ninth grader, I believe a sixth grader could do our business. Probably a third grader could do our business. That I believe that, right? Because with enough passion, with enough enthusiasm, with enough big enough why, with a big enough commitment, with a big enough desire, I believe anyone can do this. I don't care what your background is. I've got no college. I never ran a company. You know, I mean, I believe anyone can do this, and we've seen it. That's what's so beautiful about this industry. I think it was Debbie Beebe said on Zoom last night with Sam that this is where an average person can have an above average or an extraordinary life, and it's possible. So there is a journey, and are you going to commit, like you've heard me say probably a million times if you've listened to me, have you drawn that line in the sand? Have you decided that line is drawn, you are crossed over it, you are doing this no matter what? Have you made that decision yet? Because I truly believe, and I just from my own journey and watching hundreds of thousands of other people go on this journey, that is the moment that it is done for you. And before that moment, before you make that hard decision, that meaning hard, fast, solid decision that you're doing this no matter what, you will succeed. No matter what, you will take daily action. No matter what, you will figure this out. No matter what, you're going to get there, right? Until you decide that, I truly believe that you're just setting yourself up for failure, because just like the quote says, until one is committed, there is hesitancy, always ineffectiveness, the chance to draw back. So have you committed? And then once you've committed, now do you realize that there is going to be your very personal journey? I like to tell you, you are not competing against me or Lenny or Debbie or Jeff or any of the amazing people in this company. You're competing against yourself. That's your only competition is making yourself better today than you were yesterday and staying in the game. And so there's skill set and then there's mindset. Mindset, I believe, is 80%. You know, there's the 80-20, right? 80% mindset, because I'm seriously watching that it doesn't matter how amazing your skills are. If you've got stinking thinking, you're going to be struggling. Now, I'm not saying I haven't had stinking thinking. I've had a lot of stinking thinking, but I know what to do with it. I know what to do with it. I know that it's like weeds in my garden, and I got to pull it out and get rid of it, right? And so mindset, I truly believe, Lynn Hagedorn believes it. I don't know. She's pretty successful. I think a lot of us on this call believe this. 80% of your success is mindset. 20% is skill. Do the work and you'll reach the top. I don't know when. I don't know how long it's going to take you. I don't know what your journey is going to be. But let me just share mine with you, because I think it's pretty wild. Okay. I could only go back as far as 2006, Lenny, in the commission report in our back office. So, you know, I joined in 2002. I didn't start building my own personal downline until 2004. And for those of you that don't know, back then we only had a 9-day and we only had a $10 PIB. That was it. There was no other packs. There were no other bonuses. There were no other bonuses. There were no other bonuses. That was it. So you had a 9-day and you had a $10 PIB. So in January of 2006, I had on average 14 cycles a week. Now, again, I had been building since 2004, okay? So then 2006 was a pretty big year for me, because I'm going to hit October of every year just to give you an idea. October of 2006, I was at 43 cycles average per week. So that was a great year, big growth, right? Then October 2007, woohoo, 61 cycles average a week, okay? So that, of course, is when I hit, what is that, 6-star? Okay, then, boom, October 2008, 50 cycles weekly average. So my cycles are down. I hit 60 cycles in 2000. Let me give you this real quick. February 2006, I hit 2-star. May 2006, I hit 3-star. Now remember, I started building in 2004. February 2007, I hit 4-star. Then for the next 6 years, I was paid between 2 and 3-star. I was never even paid 4-star again, maybe once. In 6 years, I always like to say, I think I was the longest person at 4-star. Okay, so that's that journey, right? And, you know, leading up to 2-star, those first 2 years, that was that journey. When I hit 2-star, did I stay paid as 2-star? No. Back and forth, right? 2-star, 1-star, 2-star, 1-star, two, then boom, finally, 3-star, 2-star, 3-star, 2-star, 3-star, then boom, 4-star. And then I hit 4-star once, and then that was it. For 6 years, I was paid between 2 and 3-star. Okay, then this is cool. February of 2014, I hit 5-star. So 7 years after I hit 4-star. August 2014, I hit 6-star. So 6 months later, I went from 5-star to 6-star. And then 2 months later, I went from 6-star to 7-star. So that's October 2014. And then January 2015, I went 8-star, and that's where I've been. I haven't rank advanced since January of 2015, so that's 2 years now. So, and I contribute the fact that I haven't rank advanced in the last 2 years to I've been prospecting, I've been connecting, I've been, you know, leading and training and doing everything, but I contribute the lack of hitting 9-star to my lack of consistency, and that's why when we launched this 90-day action plan, I went, okay, that's it. One look a day, that's it. Get back to the consistency. I'm drawing in my book every day. I have a square at the bottom of the day. There's a square, just a little square. There's only a room for a number, and there must be a minimum of a one inside that. That's one new connection, one new look right there. I just added in a second square, and that's the number of follow-ups because I have to confess I have been probably the worst at follow-up, and I really, really – let me just read you those numbers real quick, and we're going to wrap up because this is really amazing, you guys. I hope it's helpful for you guys to see the journey because, again, this is just my journey, and everyone's journey is different. Some people come in, and you're going to have your journey, whatever it is. But the fact that I was a 7 years between 2 and 3-star before I ever rank advanced to 5-star, I just wanted to share that. I also wanted to share about follow-up, so let me just go there because I posted this the other day, and I was talking about this, and I'm really getting passionate about this. Well, you're going to see why, because 48% of salespeople never follow up with a prospect. Now, let me just tell you, I was that person. You'll hear me being introduced as, oh, here's Rhonda Collier, the queen of freedom, queen of never quitting, and she was afraid to talk to people when she started Isogenics. I want people to finish that sentence when they introduce me because I was not afraid to talk to people when I started Isogenics. I love people. I've always talked to people. I can talk to anyone, anywhere, anytime. I was petrified to talk to people about Isogenics. So I was that girl. 48% of salespeople never follow up with this prospect. Then 25% of salespeople make a second contact, and then they stop. Definitely been that girl. I've probably been mostly that girl. 12% of salespeople only make 3 contacts and then they stop. For sure, I've been that girl. And only 10% of salespeople make more than 3 contacts. Only 10%. Now, here's what's interesting. 2% of sales are made on the first contact. That means 98% of my sales have been missing. Hello. Imagine if I was making 98% more money. I just had a $57,000 paycheck on Monday, right? Okay. How much is it costing us not to follow up? 3% of sales are made on the second contact. 5% of sales are made on the third. 10% of sales are made on the fourth. And 80% of sales are made on the fifth to 12th contact. So that, like I said, I don't know, I was on my call yesterday or something, but that's going on my wall in my office. And for me, I have to say this, Lenny, and I'll toss it back to you. It's never been about the money. The money had to be attached to it. Otherwise, I certainly wouldn't have done it. I mean, for sure. I mean, it's no doubt. But the money was not the focus. The focus, for me personally, I don't know what your focus is. Might be money, and that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. Focus on money. Go for it. Nothing wrong with it. My focus was I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to matter. I wanted to have meaning and purpose and passion in my life. I wanted to serve others. So that was it for me. So if that's true for me, and it still is, what motivates me is serving others. What motivates me is helping another person have an extraordinary quality of life by joining our community, getting our products in their body. If that's true for me, then I owe it to every single person I talk to do at least 12 contacts, at least. So I'm going to leave it with that, Lenny. I don't know. Did I leave anything out? You have any questions? Any? I was kind of going fast around my
holy Hannah.
My journey there.
That was one of the most important calls. Gosh, that was brilliant. My hand's cramping. I just want to say, though, you know, what you said, how you said the mindset, 80% skill set, 20% adds up to 100%. Gosh, you know, it's just so beautiful how we can do this. And your core values are so clear. And that's why it happened. I mean, you're so aligned to that. And that's why you were doing it. What a beautiful story. This is like, I have goosebumps right now. This is like my favorite. This is one of those favorite stories in the company, right? And it's such a beautiful story. And so now how can your story inspire each of us to get in alignment with our best story and keep going, you know? Gosh, thank you, Rhonda, for all that. I wrote down your whole timeline, and I remember it. I remember, like, okay, that was there, that was that event. Okay, yep. Since back in 2006, at least, or before when I started, and oh, my gosh, and I wrote down in giant letters, 2017, February, $57,000 in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Let that settle in, everybody. Let that settle in, Ron.
Oh, I am letting it settle in, and I'm house hunting. I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm looking to buy a house now. Now I can buy a house for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You just happened to get, like, a big chunk of the down payment, like right there. It's just amazing, right? Like, wow, what a blessing. Our company loves us at the deepest level. The deepest level, they love us, and they love seeing us become massively successful. And nothing makes them happier. Nothing makes them happier.
It's so true. Kathy called me on Valentine's Day and congratulated me for my check. She was so excited.
What a blessing, girl. What a blessing. Absolutely. Well, I'm just so grateful about and the importance of the, no matter what else you're doing daily, you know, along with your yoga and your getting out in nature, the one follow up every day, the one new look every day, that the 12, like, those are non-negotiables, and that's the bread and butter. That's the important part of the recipe to get to that perfect muffin or cookie or, I don't know, what quiche, whatever we're baking in the oven, like that.
Yeah.
Without those ingredients, like, it doesn't rise properly. We're not going to get that ultimate thing. So, yes, let's get there at our thinking. Yes, let's, you know, I love what you wrote, too. I'm going to quote you on this. What'd you say? Know what to do with your stinking thinking. Right there,
yeah.
Empowering that alone. Rhonda Collier, know what to do with your stinking thinking. Weed it. And get, you know, do you have a plan? And I've watched your plan in action so many times. It's so inspiring. And your humility in that, this whole skill versus mind, right? Like the skill set.
Right, right.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means anyone can do this, regardless of age, regardless of sex, regardless of religious affiliation, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of education.
Right, and skill set. You know, I wouldn't say I have the strongest skill set at all. I've learned a lot. I've grown a lot. I feel like I definitely have a skill set now, but it's still growing. It's still growing, you know. But the mindset, that's what I focus on and mastered like nothing, like everything, Like, that was the thing. So, anyway, I love
well,
you.
Well, that puts you in the ranks of people like Lynn Hagedorn, Dave MacArthur, and Dave was on a call the other day. He says, you know, actually what must be happening is Jim and Kathy Coover, Eric, John Anderson, they must be meditating and seeing nature unlocking the secrets of nature for our company. Mm. They must see that, and that's how it continues to happen. I mean, think about that for a second. And you guys, everything's possible, and this is it, man. This is awesome. Rhonda, thank you for your brilliant training and your authenticity and letting us see the real you and loving you even more as
love
if it's
you.
Possible.
Love you.
Okay, guys, I'm going to unmute these lines. And don't forget, on the Rhonda call at, in just a few minutes here, half hour or so, Jeff Beebe will be training. And he's the top five in the world and the top company in the world. Chew on that for a second, and I'm going to be on. So anyway, guys, thank you so much. I'm going to unmute the lines. This is a walk-through thread. Like a minute. Yeah, thank you.